they said that yes, they could. They had room for them, so they sent all four of our sisters up there. Papa was able to pay their tuition and board and so forth by working in the shell factory. And he went to the shell factory in Pelham, Virginia, and left me and Murphy. And I went to school what time I didn't play hooky. And so I, until 1919, the fall of 19, after the war, sometime in the latter part of 1919, Dad came back to Marietta and started in the marble business with a distant cousin. And I was still in school, and then in March of 1920, I decided I wanted to go in the Army. So I sent the papers down here for him to sign for me and told him that I'd like to go in. I think it'd be good for me and all. And he wanted me to go on and finish school, and he said he'd send me to Tech. And that's where I made the mistake by not going on and finishing school. And then he signed them and sent them back up there, and he put on there the correct date that I was born January the 26th, 1903, and was 17 years old. And I changed the 3 to a 2 and the 7 to an 8 before I gave it to the recruiting officer. And that was my first forged shrimp. And the last, first and last, was right there. But I never regretted it a bit in the world, because I got in and I got some of the best training. And from a physical standpoint, I think it has been the reason that I'm as active as I am. It has helped me to live these 71 years plus and be as healthy and all as I am. And so I spent 3 years in the service, came out in 1923, and I stayed in Murphy for a short while and worked, and then I came back down later on and started to working with my dad. He was in business with another man, so I was working just like any other hand, and I started to setting our monuments, taking them out to the cemeteries and putting them up for them. And then I did that for a little while, then I went with A&PT Company and worked for them for 2 or 3 years. Excuse me, get talking too much, sometimes I get cough. Maybe I am talking to you.
I know, and, I do that.
Then in 1930, I came back with him and stayed with him until he died. I would sell and set and all like that. I did everything that I could do for our business. And later on in right after 1940, we bought the other man out, and I had half interest, and he had half interest. And then, later on in his later years, he lived to be 75, like about a week, being 75 before he died. He had changed his and he gave me half of his, and gave a sister of mine, younger sister of mine, the other half. So I had 3/4 interest, and she had a 1/4 interest. Of course, nobody was there but me and him, so that was the way it that way. And then when he died, I liquidated as soon as I could. I filled every order I had, and then we sold the property and the machinery, paid off our debts, and then I thought I was going to try some insurance, and I tried it for about 2 or 3 months, and I saw it wasn't for me, because it was something that I didn't care for. And then I went with Mr. Williams for a while in the cafe business, a couple of years. And then Mr. Owenby wanted me down his business, and he gave me a good offer, so I changed and went down there with him. And